Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine and welcome to this week's episode. I am especially excited for today's episode because if you're listening to this on Sunday, it is the day before fall and today marks our first official episode of the fall season. And as a self-proclaimed certified cozy girl, I thought what better way to kick off the best season of the year than with my ultimate fall guide. And today is the perfect day to be recording this because I woke up today to a very gloomy, overcast, and surprisingly rainy day, which I am not mad about. This is like the perfect weather to have this conversation to set off the fall season. I lit up my fall candle so quickly. I have a little cozy loungewear set on and I'm ready to just kick off all things fall. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my fall ins and outs, what's on my bucket list this year, and all the ways that I'm romanticizing my life this fall season. So if you are a cozy girl like myself, then this episode is definitely for you. And I really hope that you enjoy today's conversation. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. Now, I know I'm not the only one who feels this way, but something about fall always feels like the ultimate reset to me. Something about this season just makes me want to get my whole life together. And Factor has been a key factor to helping me get back on track. With their chef prepped and dietitian approved meals, it's been so easy to stay on track no matter how hectic the season might get. I personally have always struggled with meal prepping because I get so bored with meals easily. And I love with Factor, they have a wider selection of meal options, including premium seafood options like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. I've really been prioritizing my health and wellness lately, and they have amazing meal options to support me with my wellness goals. And if I had to pick one thing that has made my life so much easier by helping me stay on track, it's definitely Factor, and I think it can help you too. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MissJasmineSH50off and use code MissJasmineSH50off to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for an entire year. That's code MissJasmineSH50off at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. So as always, we have to start off with our Sunday sip segment of the episode where I share my high and low from the previous week. I'll start off with my low for this week. And if I'm completely honest, it has been that I have been feeling so crusty this past week for a few reasons. One, I was deep in my luteal phase this past week. I was at the very, very tail end of it. And if you know, you know. It is a struggle both mentally, physically. I don't feel my best. I don't look my best. So that hasn't been fun. But another reason why I just haven't been feeling the best this past week is because on Monday, I actually had my first ever microneedling session done. And if you haven't heard of microneedling, it's basically a very minimal invasive cosmetic procedure where they use fine needles to create very tiny punctures in the skin. And the purpose of this is to trigger the body's natural healing process. It helps stimulate the production of collagen. Some of the benefits of microneedling is it can help with acne scars, texture, pigmentation, pores as well. There's so many amazing benefits to microneedling, and I got my very first session done on Monday. The actual procedure wasn't that bad for me. I feel like I have a very high pain tolerance. It just felt like a lot of little needles poking me at the same time, but it wasn't like terrible. What has been kind of difficult though has been the healing process. It hasn't been painful by any means, but my skin has been very, very dry and flaky, which is totally normal. That's to be expected. But that layered on top of already feeling crusty during my luteal phase, it was just a very bad combination. So this entire week, I have not left my apartment because I have been avoiding the sun. I've also been avoiding sweating, and I've just been trying to like heal, basically. So yeah, we've been feeling very crusty and musty and just not our best selves, but it honestly hasn't been that bad. It's actually been a nice change of pace. I've been slowing down a lot more this week, obviously, having slower mornings, practicing more self-care, and just taking care of myself, which is actually perfect timing because when you are in your luteal phase, I feel like that's the time when you do need to slow down a bit more, reflect, check in with yourself. So although I haven't felt my best, I also am looking at it from a positive perspective in that way and just kind of embracing this little moment of slowing down and checking in with myself a little bit more. So that part has been nice. But my high from this past week or two, I actually have two highs because I did not post a podcast episode last week. So my high from the week before has been my consistency and discipline when it comes to showing up for myself. So like you guys have heard me talk about, I'm very much in this great lock-in era of just showing up for myself, practicing discipline, my routines, my habits. Like I've really, really been locked in. And I have to say, since the start of September, I have been showing up for myself every single day with my morning routine, my working out, eating healthy, taking care of myself. Like I really, really have been super consistent. I'm very, very proud of myself for that. My second high from this week has, of course, been decorating for fall. So I actually just posted a YouTube vlog of me preparing for fall. We're decorating, we baked some cookies, all the fall things we did in that vlog. And it's been so fun to just get in the fall spirit. Like I said, today has been a gloomy day and it's just making me so excited for the fall season. So yeah, that's definitely been my highs from these past 2 weeks. And with that being said, that leads me into today's conversation, which is all about my fall ins and outs, my bucket list, how I plan on romanticizing the fall seasons. And I'm actually going to do things a little bit differently this time. Usually when I do my ins and outs, I alternate between my ins and my outs. But as I was writing out all of my ins and outs, I honestly did not have a lot of outs to think of. Usually I have like a good amount of things that I want to leave out for this season or whatever I'm talking about, but this time I could only really come up with three main things that are outs for me for this fall season. So I'm actually going to just get those out of the way and then we can get into like the fall ins, my bucket list, and just all the fall things. So my first out for the fall season is feeling guilt for resting or slowing down. As I mentioned earlier, I have been reminded this week that resting, slowing down, checking in with yourself is just as important as everything else that I do to show up as my best self, to work towards my goals and everything that I'm doing. And this has always been such a challenge for me because one, I definitely have that like independent, I have to figure it out, I need to do it all on my own. If I don't do it, no one else is going to do it. And I also get very hyper focused on things, especially when it comes to my goals. I just want to do because one, I just want to make it happen, right? I want to make all my goals happen. I want to do the things that I say I'm going to do. And sometimes I get stuck in this mindset where if even for a moment I take a pause or I take a break or I have a rest day or I have a slower week, in my head I start to spiral and think, oh my gosh, all of the work that I previously did is going to waste. All of my momentum is going away. And I feel like I'm going to take 10 steps back for simply taking a day or a week to slow down a bit, to rest. And this week in particular, I have been reminding myself, no, you need to rest. You need to slow down from time to time. This is part of the process. You can't be on the go 24/7 and not expect to burn out. You have to know how to pace yourself. If you don't pace yourself, if you don't take care of yourself in the process, you are going to burn yourself out. It is inevitable. I've done it before so many times by not listening to my body, by not resting when I needed to rest, by not slowing down when it was time to slow down. There are moments where, yes, you need to double down, push yourself, and then there are moments when you need to slow down a bit. And so for this season, I am focusing on not feeling guilty for the moments where I do need to rest and I do need to slow down. And that kind of leads me to my second out for the fall season, and that's not having balance in my life or restricting myself. And so that kind of goes back to this era of like locking in and being disciplined and showing up for myself. Although that is my top priority this season, and that's something that I'm really, really focusing on, at the same time, I also want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy this fall season. I want to indulge when I feel like indulging. I want to partake in the fall activities, and I don't want it to be this all work, no play situation where I don't enjoy my life. I don't have fun. I don't make memories with the people that I love. And I do think you can have both. You don't have to sacrifice your life in order to achieve your goals or become your best self. It's really just about balance. And my last out for this fall season is anything or anyone that drains my spark. I talked about this already, how I really, for the last year, I lost my spark. I lost myself. I, for like a good year, have not felt like myself. The joy that I once felt for life, it was gone. And I'm in this season of getting my spark back. And because I spent so much time this past summer intentionally removing things from my life. Like you guys know, I quit my job. I have ended a 10-year friendship. I have removed certain habits and things from my life that made me feel so far away from myself and contributed to me losing my spark, that now moving forward, I am not willing to accept anything in my life that drains my spark. I work too hard to remove these things and these different aspects that were draining me and my energy, that now that I'm in this phase of rebuilding myself, getting back to myself, getting my spark back, I cannot risk anything entering my life that is going to jeopardize that. So yeah, those are my three outs for the fall season. But now I want to get into my ins for the fall season. But my first in for fall is having devotion to myself. So as I've mentioned already, since the start of September, I've been in this lock-in era of focusing on showing up for myself consistently, and I've been doing a really, really good job, and I'm really proud of myself. After a year of struggling with consistency, it has felt so good to get back to myself and be consistent with all the things that make me feel good. And I just want to continue building that momentum. So I'm definitely devoting all of my time and energy and focus into showing up for myself. And something that I haven't mentioned or talked about, but is also part of getting back to myself, is getting back to aligning my habits and lifestyle with cycle syncing. So that is my second in for the fall season. Ever since I learned about cycle syncing, it has played such an important part of my routine and my life. But when life and work got really overwhelming, all of that went out the window and I stopped aligning, you know, my habits, my routines, and my lifestyle with my cycle. And looking back now, it makes so much sense why for the last year or so, I have felt so out of touch with myself. And it's because I was not in sync with my body. I was pushing and doing when I should have been resting and slowing down. And I have just felt so out of whack. And it just hit me recently that I had stopped cycle syncing as much. So I've slowly been getting back into that. I truly believe cycle syncing is a life hack for women. And now that I'm kind of back into cycle syncing, I just feel so much better. Okay, my third in for the fall is definitely investing in myself, specifically when it comes to beauty treatments. I'm always team invest in yourself, whether it's like mind, body, soul, but specifically more in like beauty investments. And I say this because I think fall is the ideal time for beauty treatments that require downtime, whether it's like chemical peels, microneedling, you know, things like that. So if there is something that you've been wanting to do, now I would say is the perfect time to do it, especially before we get into the holidays and things like that. Go book your facial, book your appointments, whatever beauty treatments that you've been wanting to do. Fall is literally the perfect time to do that. I've just been like in this beauty investment mode and just wanting to feel like my best self, honestly, from the inside and out. Another in for me this fall season is very fitting to just like the energy of fall. Something about fall season gives like back to school energy, and I'm sure it's because that, you know, the fall time is when kids go back to school and things like that. But I definitely have been itching to kind of tap into that back to school energy, so to speak. I have also been seeing a lot of people talk about this online as well, so I know I'm not the only one who feels this way, but I've been itching to learn something new about any topic. There's a few topics that I've been interested in just learning more about. One of the things that I'm interested in just getting a deeper knowledge about is how our gut is related to our skin and things like that, especially because I'm on my own journey of healing my gut, and I have found myself kind of going down this rabbit hole. The fall time is the perfect time to kind of tap into that back to school energy, whether you are in school or not. It is never a bad thing to learn something new. And I also think now is the perfect time because life kind of starts to slow down a bit for just a little moment. Of course, before we get into the holiday time, then, you know, things get crazy. But there's a small period of time where things do slow down from like the summer to fall and winter. And because we're doing less things outside, I think it's such a perfect time to like go to a coffee shop and learn something new or have like a hot cup of tea at home and like get into that back to school energy. So if there's ever a perfect time to dive into learning a new topic, I think it's now. But along with that, another in for me this fall season is, of course, cozy hobbies. Like, hello, that's kind of a no-brainer. Fall is the perfect time to do more of those cozy hobbies that you can do indoors. And I've already started doing some of these things. I've really been into coloring as of recently. And I actually just ordered a new coloring book that's more like fall themed, which I'm so excited to get into. But I have really been enjoying doing that in the evening to help me unwind. I find that it's such a meditative practice. It helps slow down my mind, which is exactly what I need at the end of every evening. So definitely coloring. I also really love doing puzzles. Another cozy hobby that I've been getting into is baking, specifically baking from scratch. This past week, I baked brown butter cookies and they were so good. I showed it in my last YouTube vlog. So good. It was my first time actually baking from scratch. Usually in the past, I've been like a from the box baker. But I was like, you know what? This season, I think I want to get into baking actual recipes from scratch. That's my first recipe down for the fall season, and I'm excited to try new recipes and more intricate things. So one of the things I struggle with the most during the colder months is definitely my motivation, especially when it comes to working out. When it's dark and cold out, the last thing I want to do is go to the gym and work out. Okay, all I want to do is sleep in my cozy warm bed. And because of that, another fall in for me is morning workouts, because what I have found to be really helpful for me is waking up and getting a workout or some sort of movement in at least within the first hour of me waking up. And I say that because working out during the fall is probably the hardest part of my day. So if I can overcome that mental battle first thing in the morning, the rest of my day just feels so much easier and more productive. Once I get that out of the way, I feel like I can do anything that day. And one thing that I mentioned in a recent vlog that I did is you're not always going to feel motivated. You're not always going to want to do the hard things. You're not always going to want to work out. It's going to be so easy to listen to that voice in your head that tells you to sleep in, skip your workout, you know, do the thing that you know you shouldn't do. But the more you do show up for yourself and do those hard things, the more confident you become in yourself, and the more you prove to yourself that you are someone who sticks to their word and who does the things that they say they're going to do. So this is one of the ins that I'm not necessarily looking forward to doing, if I'm completely honest, but it's one of those things that I know I should push myself to do, because in the end it's going to make me feel better. So my next in for the fall, and this is not going to be groundbreaking by any means, but when it comes to fashion and beauty, I have been loving rich, warm tones like browns and deep burgundies and layers. Something about just like the browns, the burgundies has been doing it for me. And my next in for the fall season is leaning into seasonal recipes. I think every season, of course, has its produce that's in for the season. And I really want to do more seasonal recipes. I think that's just so fun and a great way to like romanticize the season. But anyways, my last in for the fall season is thrifting. I have a love-hate relationship with thrifting. I used to be really, really into it a few years ago, and then I stopped being into it, and now I'm into it again. I love thrifting, but I especially love thrifting in the fall and winter. I find so many better things when I thrift during the fall time versus like summer or spring. Something about waking up early, going to your favorite coffee shop, and then heading to the thrift store right when they open, that is the key, is going right when they open, has been hitting for me lately. Okay, so those are my fall ins and outs. Now I want to get into my fall bucket list. And honestly, this is your very basic girl bucket list, if I'm completely honest, but that is absolutely okay. I'll just go through these really quickly so I can get into the ways that I'm romanticizing my life this fall. But when it comes to my bucket list, of course, I want to do the typical pumpkin patch, corn maze. Every year, my family and I go to this haunted castle. And when I say it's a haunted castle, it's an actual abandoned castle that's like three stories. It has an infinite amount of rooms. It is so huge, and we have been going every year for the last few years, so that's a little tradition that we have. I also, like I mentioned, want to do more baking from scratch. There's also something I really love about a fall picnic. I feel like when we think about picnics, it's usually during the warmer seasons, which I totally get, but something about a fall picnic on a crisp, chilly afternoon with a good book and some good snacks and blankets and layers and all that. Something about that just does it for me. Another thing that I love to do every year is I love to take day trips or weekend trips to cozy small towns that give off that quintessential fall vibe. So I love doing that. I love exploring small towns, going thrifting, trying their, you know, local coffee shops and restaurants. That is just so fun for me. And I also really love doing like fall themed date nights. And then lastly, this fall season, I plan on taking my annual trip back to my hometown that I do pretty much every single year since I've moved. I spend a few weeks back home. I think this time I'm gonna do 2 weeks. Last year, I think I did a month, and I love going back home during the fall time because it actually feels like fall there. It's chilly in the morning, the leaves are turning orange, they're falling, like it actually feels like fall. So I really enjoy going back home for that. And one of my intentions with trip back home is to take time to slow down and truly be present when I go home for those few weeks. I think that's really my biggest goal, is just be present, enjoy each day, even if it's filled with nothingness, especially because here I'm always busy, I'm always doing something, working towards something, where back home it's a little bit more slower paced. So just embracing the slowness. So that's pretty much my bucket list. Like I said, I don't really have any crazy plans. I might add to it as the fall season progresses, but it's honestly, that's pretty much it. But now I want to get into how I'm romanticizing the fall season and everything that I'm doing to make the most of this season. And the first thing is, of course, decorating for fall, which I already did. I broke out all of my fall decor, my candles, all the fall things, and honestly, just adding a little pumpkin here and there, a little candle, fall candle here and there, literally has made the biggest difference. When I wake up in the morning, I just feel happier. You don't need to go all out. I'm a very minimal person when it comes to my home decor. So when I say I just added a little pumpkin here and there, I'm not exaggerating. I really mean that. If you look at my fall decorating vlog on YouTube, it's literally just like a random pumpkin here and there. That's all I got in me, but it makes the difference and it just puts me in the fall spirit, and I love that. So definitely decorating for fall. Also creating a fall listen and watch playlist. So of course, a playlist of all my favorite songs that remind me of fall, that get me in the fall spirit or evoke fall vibes, but also a list of movies and shows that I want to watch during the fall season. I love doing this for every single season, especially during the fall time. I feel like there's so many great movies and shows to choose from. And I love my basic Pretty Little Liars, Vampire Diaries, and Gilmore Girls. Those are like my top three shows that I always rewatch during the fall season. There's something so cozy about just having it playing in the background while I'm either cooking or cleaning or doing something. Another way that I'm romanticizing my life this season is having more themed nights / events. I love a good theme for literally any reason. It doesn't have to be a special event or a special day. It could be a random Wednesday night and I will have a theme. I will make a theme for something. I just really enjoy adding those little extra touches. I really do believe one of my best traits about myself is that I romanticize the heck out of my life, and I just want to do more of that throughout the fall season. Another way that I'm romanticizing the fall season is making fall simmer pots. So if you're someone who loves your home smelling good, smelling like the season that you're in, a fall simmer pot is going to be your best friend. I did this the day that I decorated for fall. Literally so easy to do. My fall simmer pot recipe was one apple, one orange, a few cinnamon sticks, and star anise seeds, and then a splash of vanilla extract. I had my home smelling so good, and the best part of it is you can reuse that same simmer pot a few times before throwing it away, so you get a good use out of it. Also a great way to have your house smelling good if you don't want to have candles or, you know, essential oils or anything like that. Such a great way to just romanticize your life a little bit and also have your home smelling so good, especially if you are hosting something or you're having a theme night or your friends are coming over. Have a little simmer pot going and your entire space is going to smell so damn good. Another thing that I'm doing to help me romanticize the fall season is embracing more of a cozy ambiance in my home. So one of my least favorite things about the fall and winter time is the loss of sunlight. I am such a natural sunlight person. I used to struggle so bad during the fall and winter time because we have less sunlight. This year, what I'm choosing to do, instead of resisting the fact that it gets darker earlier, it stays darker longer in the morning, I'm choosing to embrace it by embracing more of a cozy ambiance in my home. So having more candles throughout my apartment, having lamps and, you know, soft lighting, and avoiding using like my harsh overhead lighting, and just creating a softer, cozier glow throughout my apartment. So if you're someone who struggles with that, you really have a hard time with the loss of sunlight, try adding a lamp, low lighting, a candle to your space and just see how that makes such a difference in your mood. For me, it has made a huge difference. So just thought I'd share that. But that brings me to my last point in how I'm romanticizing my life this fall season, and that is making the most of all that life has to offer during the fall season, even the aspects that I don't love or care about. So like I mentioned, I don't love how it gets darker earlier during the fall time and how we have less sunlight, but instead of hating that and resisting that and wishing that it was different, I'm embracing it by like having a cozier home with lower lighting and lamps and things like that. Same goes for other aspects that happen during the fall season. So for example, we all know like fall is the start of football season and sports is a really big thing during this time of year. If I'm completely honest, I am not a sport person at all. I do not care for organized sports. It's not my thing. I don't have a team that I love. I've never, ever, ever been into sports. But I say all this to say, I have a boyfriend who likes sports. He's not like a crazy sports fanatic, thank God, but he is someone who enjoys watching Sunday night football and things like that. So this year, what I've decided to do, instead of dreading those days, I have decided that I can still enjoy myself by focusing on things that I like to do. So for example, I can cook fun appetizers or have like a little themed game day moment and enjoy those things, even if I don't necessarily care to watch the football game or care to know what's happening with sports. I can just focus on the things that I do enjoy, which is cooking and hosting and romanticizing my life. I love that part of life. So why not combine the aspects that I love, which again are cooking, hosting, having a theme night. I love that. Why not combine it with something that I know my boyfriend loves to do? So instead of, and I think we can apply that to many things during the fall season. There are good and bad in all the seasons. And I know the fall time has a lot of things that maybe you might not care for. It's colder, it's darker, it's wetter, it's gloomier, and you might not enjoy that. But is there a way that you can lean into the season instead of resisting it? And for me, I think that is just what makes the season even better. Whatever season we're in is when we lean into the natural aspect of the season instead of hating it. That is a little bit about my fall ins and outs, my bucket list, the ways that I plan on romanticizing my life this fall. I was about to say summer, but no, we are in the fall season. And before we end off today's episode, of course, I have to give you some journal prompts for you for the week. I actually have a few different journal prompts for you to step into this new week and also this new season. So my first journal prompt for you is, what am I craving as we transition into the fall season? My second journal prompt is, what part of myself am I ready to nurture more deeply this season. My third journal prompt is, what activities slash experiences would I love to invite in this season? And then my fourth journal prompt is, how can I create more beauty, joy in my everyday life this fall? And then my last journal prompt is, by the end of fall, what would I love to feel proud of? So these are some journal prompts for you. I actually did these journal prompts myself. I hope these journal prompts can help you set new intentions as we step into fall season, help you get clear on what you want to focus on, how you want to feel during the fall season, and just bring a little bit more intention into your life. That is all I have to say for our first official conversation about all things fall. We definitely have a few more fall episodes to come, which I'm so excited for. I also have a bunch of fall content coming on my YouTube channel. Like I said, I just posted a fall reset vlog showing myself decorating, baking, preparing for fall, doing all the fall things. So if you want more fall content in your life, definitely check that video out. But that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. And as always, I will see you Sunday.